The problem began late in the last fiscal year when Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget officials delayed one of the state's monthly Medicaid payments to providers worth $1.7 billion for 3 days in late March. That's so it would instead count in the new fiscal year that began in April. Since then, the gap has grown even worse. A November report by the governor's budget office estimates the deficit to be between $3 and $4 billion and recommends again delaying this fiscal year's final $2 billion Medicaid payment. The rest of the gap could be made up through across-the-board cuts to hospitals, nursing homes, and other health care providers, the budget office says. Cuomo has not yet committed to a specific plan to fill the gap.
It's nothing we haven't addressed before, but it is serious. It's basically caused by the Medicaid shortfall, which is caused by a reduction in payments from the federal government. Medicaid is joint local, state, federal program, and the federal government has cut back on their Medicaid reimbursement. Labor costs have gone up. That's driving a deficit.
The state's increase in the minimum wage, as well as pay hikes in recent union contracts, have driven up labor costs for hospitals and nursing homes, as well as home health care companies. In addition, more New Yorkers now have health insurance through Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Legislative leaders who will have a say in the final state budget plan are not on board with health care cuts. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says state cuts to Medicaid spending can trigger even deeper reductions because state aid is linked to federal and local money for the program. And the Democratic majority leader questions the governor's self-imposed 2% per year state spending cap. Cuomo was trying to keep within that limit when his budget office delayed the Medicaid payment earlier this year.
This is an opportunity to take a look in terms of some of these self-imposed caps. And again, I think everybody understands the importance of being prudent with taxpayer dollars. I mean, it's not, something that we take lightly.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he'd consider raising revenues before cutting aid to the needy.
Unless money's going to fall from the sky, you're always going to have to try to do things. And so when there's a concern about having enough money, the two options always are, do you cut spending or do you raise revenue? And for us in the Assembly, we always believe in raising revenue.
Michael Kink, with Strong Economy for All, which is funded by unions and advocacy groups for the homeless and lower-income New Yorkers, says the state has numerous billionaires and multinational corporations, and he says they can afford to pay more in taxes.
There has been an explosion of wealth and income at the very top. We could do taxes only on billionaires, ultra-millionaires, huge corporations, not touch any working people at all, close the deficit, and make the investments we need to make for New York's future.
Kink and other advocates plan to protest outside a fundraiser in New York City on Wednesday night for the governor's birthday. They were planning to bring a cake decorated with frosting that spelled the hashtag #MakeBillionairesPay. A senior advisor to Governor Cuomo, Rich Azzopardi, says the protest won't influence tax policy.
Mike Kink and his merry band of special interest-funded mimes and puppeteers revive the same tired show every year. And budget decisions are made on the merits, not as a result of performance art.
For now, the governor is silent on whether new taxes or spending cuts are needed to close the deficit, saying everyone will just have to wait until he gives his budget address in January. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.